Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be looking at something that affects millions of Americans. Tinnitus, you've probably heard of it.
Yeah.
That ringing, buzzing, or whooshing sound that
yeah.
just won't quit even though there's nothing actually making that noise around you.
Right.
We've got a stack of research about a promising new way to manage it.
Okay.
Using something called Guided Internet-Based Cognitive Behavioral Therapy,
ooh.
Or ICBT for short.
Yeah.
You might be thinking internet therapy for ear ringing. That's exactly what we thought, too. So
what?
We dove deep into the research to see what it's all about.
Well, it's not as strange as it sounds.
Yeah, okay.
This approach tackles tinnitus from a really interesting angle.
Okay.
Instead of just focusing on masking the sound,
mm-hmm.
it addresses the whole experience.
Okay.
The physical sensation, your emotional reaction to it, and even how your thoughts can make it feel worse.
So it's like a three-pronged attack on tinnitus.
Exactly. Think of it like this. You've got the actual sound of the tinnitus. That's the sensation.
Oh.
Then there's the emotion part.
Mm-hmm.
The frustration, anxiety, maybe even anger that comes with it.
Yeah.
And finally, there's the cognition piece.
Okay.
The way you think about your tinnitus,
right.
which can often make the whole experience a lot harder.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this all fits together.
No.
But before we get too far, can you tell me a bit more about ICBT?
Yeah.
It seems a bit counterintuitive to use internet therapy for something like this.
That's a great question. ICBT is actually a pretty established approach for managing a variety of conditions.
Okay.
Not just tinnitus.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically structured therapy delivered online.
Okay.
Often through modules you work through at your own pace.
Mm-hmm.
The guided part means you also have regular check-ins with a therapist.
Okay.
To make sure you're on track and to get personalized support.
So this isn't just some app you download.
Well,
there's a real human element to it.
Exactly. And that's actually what makes this research so interesting. A team led by Professor Ali Dinesh at Labyrinth Audiology in Boca Raton, Florida.
Okay.
Has been looking into how effective guided ICBT is for tinnitus management.
Mm-hmm.
They actually did some earlier work using unguided ICBT.
Okay.
Which showed some promise.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're trying to see if adding that human element through guidance from a therapist can boost the effectiveness even further.
It makes yeah. sense that having someone to talk to and work through things with could make a big difference, especially with something as frustrating as tinnitus.
Yeah.
So how did they actually go about studying this? Did they just give people access to some online modules and see what happened?
It was a bit more structured than that. They started with 57 participants,
okay.
but not everyone made it through the whole study.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty common in research.
Right.
Life happens.
Yeah, yeah.
In the end, 16 people completed all the assessments and modules.
Okay.
To be included in the study. Participants had to have already been diagnosed with tinnitus.
Yep.
But using sound generators or hearing aids as a first step to manage the ringing.
Okay.
And have experience with counseling and relaxation techniques.
Right.
Then they participated in the guided ICBT program, which included the online modules, as well as 6 one-on-one sessions with a clinician.
Okay, so they had a pretty well-defined group of people
yeah.
who were already actively trying to manage their tinnitus.
Yes.
Did they have everyone go through the same online program, or was it more individualized?
Good question. This study focused on a standardized program
okay.
to make the results more comparable.
Right.
Everyone had access to the same modules. But of course, the one-on-one sessions with the clinician allowed for some individual tailoring and support.
It sounds like they really tried to capture the guided aspect of ICBT.
Right.
But how did they actually measure whether this whole approach was working?
Okay.
Did they just ask people, so is your tinnitus better now?
You're right. It's not that simple. They
uh-huh.
used a couple of different questionnaires to get a more objective measure of how people were doing.
Okay.
Two of the key ones were the SADT.
Okay.
Which stands for Screening for Anxiety and Depression in Tinnitus.
Right.
And the 4C Tinnitus Management Questionnaire.
Okay.
So with the SADT, they were looking at whether people were feeling more or less anxious and depressed because of their tinnitus.
Okay.
And the 4C focuses on how confident you feel about managing your tinnitus.
Okay, so the SADT tells us about the emotional impact of tinnitus.
Yes.
And the 4C is more about how well equipped you feel to actually cope with it.
That's a great way to put it. It's not just about the sound itself.
Right.
It's about how that sound affects your overall well-being and your ability to function in your day-to-day life.
That's really insightful. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like they were measuring not only if the tinnitus was quieter, but also if people were feeling better overall.
Exactly.
Before we move on to the results, I want to back up a bit.
Yeah.
Can you remind me how they incorporated the three elements of that SEC model we talked about?
Absolutely. It's really important to understand how they tackled each piece of the puzzle.
Okay.
The sensation part, participants were already using sound generators or hearing aids.
Okay.
Think of these like little devices that introduce other sounds to compete with the tinnitus.
So kind of like creating a background noise to make the ringing less noticeable?
Exactly. The goal is to distract your brain from focusing solely on the tinnitus.
I see. What about the emotion part?
Yeah.
How did they address the frustration and anxiety that often comes with tinnitus?
For the emotion piece, they drew upon counseling and relaxation techniques that the participants were already using.
Okay.
Things like deep breathing exercises, mindfulness practices, or even just talking to a therapist about how they were feeling.
Okay.
These tools help people manage their emotional reactions to the tinnitus and reduce stress in general.
So it's not just about covering up the sound. It's about learning how to deal with the emotional roller coaster that comes with it.
Right. And this is crucial because research shows that emotional distress can actually make tinnitus seem louder and more bothersome.
Wow.
So by managing your emotions, you're essentially taking away some of the fuel that's feeding the fire.
That makes a lot of sense. It sounds like they're really trying to break the vicious cycle.
Exactly.
Where the tinnitus makes you feel anxious and then the anxiety makes the tinnitus feel worse.
Exactly. It's about empowering you to take control of your experience rather than feeling like a victim of it.
Okay, now I'm really curious to hear what they found.
Uh-huh.
Did this three-pronged approach with the added support of guided ICBT actually make a difference?
Well, you'll have to wait until after the break to find out.
Just kidding. Of course, we're not going to leave you hanging like that.
We've laid the groundwork now. Let's dive into those results.
All right, let's do it. All right, drum roll, please. What did they find? Did this approach actually help people manage their tinnitus?
The results are pretty encouraging. Remember those questionnaires we talked about, the SADT and the 4C?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the participants showed significant improvement in both of them.
Okay.
After going through the guided ICBT program.
So they were feeling less anxious and depressed, and more confident about managing their tinnitus.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
It is.
But I'm curious,
yeah,
what kind of changes in thinking or behavior might have contributed to these improvements?
That's where it gets really interesting. ICBT helps you identify and challenge those negative thought patterns that can make tinnitus so much worse.
Right.
For example, a lot of people with tinnitus get caught in the loop of, this is never going to go away.
Right.
Or I can't live a normal life with this.
Yeah.
These thoughts can trigger a cascade of anxiety and even hopelessness.
Yeah, I can see that.
But ICBT helps you reframe those thoughts into something more realistic and manageable.
Okay.
Like, okay, this is annoying.
Right.
But I'm learning strategies to cope with it. Or there are still things I enjoy doing, even with tinnitus.
So it's not about pretending the tinnitus isn't there. It's about changing how you relate to it.
Exactly. And as you start to shift your thinking, your emotional response also starts to change.
Okay.
You feel less overwhelmed, less anxious, and more in control.
Right.
And when you feel more in control, you're more likely to stick with those healthy coping strategies.
Okay.
Like using sound generators, practicing relaxation techniques, and engaging in activities you enjoy.
It sounds like a positive feedback loop where the more you practice these techniques, the better you feel, and the better you feel, the more motivated you are to keep going.
That's the idea. And that's why this research is so exciting.
Yeah.
It suggests that this multifaceted approach, addressing the sensation, the emotions, AD, the thoughts related to tinnitus, can really make a difference in people's lives.
Now, I remember you mentioned that their earlier research showed promise with unguided ICBT as well.
Yes.
Does this new research tell us anything about whether the guided aspect is truly adding something extra?
That's a great question, and one the researchers are really keen to explore further. While this study didn't directly compare guided versus unguided ICBT, the early findings definitely hint that having that human connection and personalized support from a therapist might enhance the effectiveness.
I can see how having someone to talk to and work through those challenging thoughts and emotions could be really beneficial.
Yeah.
It's like having a coach in your corner guiding you through the process.
Absolutely. And it's not just about problem solving.
Uh-huh.
It's also about having someone who truly understands what you're going through.
Right.
Someone who can validate your experiences and encourage you to keep going, even when it gets tough.
This whole approach seems like it could be a game changer for people with tinnitus, especially since it empowers them to take an active role in their own management rather than just waiting for a cure that may never come.
Exactly. And that's what makes this research so impactful. Mm-hmm. It shifts the focus from fixing tinnitus to learning how to live well with it.
It's like instead of constantly battling the waves, you're learning to surf.
I love that analogy. It perfectly captures the essence of this approach.
Yeah.
It's not about eliminating the waves. It's about developing the skills and resilience to ride them.
Now, this research is still pretty new, right?
Yes.
What are the next steps for the research team? Where do they go from here?
They've got some exciting plans. They want to conduct a larger study with more participants.
Okay.
To confirm these findings and dig deeper into the nuances of guided ICVT.
Hmm.
They're also interested in exploring different types of sound generators and how they might interact with the other components of the SEC model.
It sounds like they're really trying to get a comprehensive understanding of how all these pieces fit together.
Yes.
To create the most effective treatment plan.
And that's where things get really exciting.
Yeah.
Imagine if we could pinpoint the specific elements that work best for different individuals.
Right.
We could create truly personalized interventions tailored to each person's unique needs and preferences.
That would be amazing. It's like having a custom-designed surfboard instead of a one-size-fits-all model.
Yeah. Exactly. But it's important to remember that research takes time.
Yeah.
It's a slow and steady process, but it's ultimately what drives progress and leads to better treatments for people like you who are living with tinnitus.
So what does this all mean for the listener who's tuning in, maybe struggling with their own tinnitus journey? What's the key takeaway here? If you're dealing with tinnitus, this research offers a real reason to be hopeful.
Yeah.
It shows that there are effective ways to manage it.
Uh-huh.
And you don't have to suffer in silence.
That's so important to remember. Tinnitus can feel incredibly isolating.
Right.
But there are resources available and people who understand what you're going through.
We've talked a lot about this three-pronged approach.
Right.
Using sound therapy relaxation techniques and guided ICBT.
Yeah.
It seems like the key is finding what works best for you.
Absolutely. Tinnitus is a complex experience.
Yeah.
And it affects each person differently.
Right.
There's no one-size-fits-all solution.
So where can someone start? If you're listening to this and thinking, okay, this sounds promising, but what do I do now?
Right.
What would you recommend?
A great first step is to consult with a qualified audiologist.
Okay.
They can evaluate your tinnitus,
mm-hmm.
rule out any underlying medical conditions,
right.
and recommend appropriate treatment options.
And an audiologist can also help you explore whether guided ICBT might be a good fit for you.
Exactly. They can connect you with resources.
Okay.
Therapists who specialize in tinnitus management.
Mm-hmm.
And even help you navigate the world of online programs.
So it's not about trying to figure this all out on your own.
Right.
There are experts who can guide you and support you along the way.
And don't underestimate the power of connecting with others who have tinnitus.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Support groups, online forums.
Right.
And even just talking to friends and family can make a huge difference in feeling less alone and more empowered.
It's about building a community, sharing experiences, and learning from each other.
Exactly. And remember, the research is ongoing. Scientists like Professor Dinesh and his team are constantly working to develop even more effective treatments for tinnitus.
That's really exciting. It gives me hope that someday we might even have a cure.
While a cure would be fantastic even without one,
right.
we're making significant progress in helping people live full and meaningful lives with tinnitus.
It's about shifting the focus from defeating tinnitus to thriving with it.
That's a great way to put it. It's about finding ways to adapt, adjust, and keep moving forward.
As we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah.
I want to leave our listeners with a little thought experiment.
Okay.
We've talked about the three aspects of the SEC model: sensation, emotion, and cognition.
Yes.
Which one resonates most with you and your experience of tinnitus?
Is it the sound itself that bothers you the most?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the frustration and anxiety it triggers?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's those negative thoughts that keep swirling around in your head.
Take some time to reflect on this.
Yeah.
It might help you pinpoint the areas where you need the most support and guide you toward the strategies that will be most helpful for you.
And remember, there's no right or wrong answer.
Yeah.
It's a journey of self-discovery
yeah.
and finding what works best for you.
So keep exploring, keep learning, and most importantly, keep believing that you can manage your tinnitus and live a fulfilling life.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of tinnitus and guided ICBT.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
We hope you found it informative and empowering.
Until next time, keep those ears open to new possibilities and stay curious.